I wanted to bring today's episode to the podcast talking all about male factor infertility, and we are talking about semen testing. Even though we focus on female factor infertility with low AMH and high FSH, sometimes we will see issues with the male partner. And many times they come to us because it's just been focused on female factor infertility. No one's even done a semen analysis on the male partner. We're talking about an easy at-home testing kit that you can do to really check your sperm out, look at the full parameters, and consider freezing your sperm as well. So excited for you to listen to today's episode. Let's go. Let's face it, there's a lot of contradictory information about what to eat to improve our fertility, from foods that promise to help your egg quality, for what to eat to regulate the menstrual cycle, and the latest fertility superfood. I don't want you to waste time following generalized recommendations that may have worked for someone else, but are they right for you? That's why our FabFertil method includes specific personalized dietary recommendations that reduce inflammation and optimize the body for pregnancy success. I'm excited that you get to sample our proven fertility diet plan absolutely free, and even better, includes new autumn recipes. Go to fertilitydietfreebie.com. That's fertilitydietfreebie.com to grab your copy. Our clients tell us they have improved skin, joint, digestion, mood, menstrual cycles, PMS has improved, and way more after changing their diets. That's fertilitydietfreebie.com, fertilitydietfreebie.com. I only recommend either products or services that myself or my team has used. And today I wanted to bring forward a product and share it with you. Electromagnetic frequency radiation, also called EMFs, has been proven in hundreds of studies to lower sperm count, sperm integrity, and sperm motility in men. Also, changes in the ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterine tissue have been observed due to oxidative damage. And many researchers believe that EMFs are the reason behind hormonal changes that can lead to infertility in women. Follicle growth also slows with EMF exposure, reducing the capacity of the follicles to release healthy eggs for fertilization. That's why I wanted to share with you Lila Quantum Tech. You can protect yourself from these EMF nasties. Lila Quantum Tech is leading the way in natural health innovation, combining science and quantum energy healing into an elegant and simple to use collection of products optimized for everyday use. My favorite one is the Lila Heal Energy Capsule Necklace. All you need to do is go to lilaq.com. That's LEELAQ.com. I didn't need to go to donor eggs. Obviously, I don't regret it. I have beautiful children. I could have done things differently. I was still cycling back in my 20s. I could have looked at my health, the environmental toxins, the stress I was under.
Many, many women are being told their eggs are too old. That's an assumption. You can't test egg quality.
Many times it's the man. It's the man who's got a food sensitivity or a zinc deficiency.
There can be a root cause to these quote-unquote period problems. The doctor will pass you a pill without any question of why.
Why is IVF the first step? Because we believe it should be the last step. Welcome to Get Pregnant Naturally, where functional medicine and natural fertility solutions will help you get pregnant and have your baby. Hey there, I'm Sarah Clark, founder of FabFertile and your host. I believe the functional approach is the first step for anyone on the fertility journey, and my aim is to help you get pregnant naturally. Today, I am welcoming Khalid Katili to the podcast, and we're digging into home semen analysis testing and why this can help when you're on the fertility journey. Khalid Katili is the CEO of Legacy. He is a former healthcare consultant at Oliver Wyman in Toronto, and he studied healthcare and public policy at Harvard, where he received a full scholarship and graduated with distinction. He's a member of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine and the Canadian Fertility and Andrology Society. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so thankful that you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe. And if you know someone else who is on the fertility journey, please share this podcast with them. Hey, Khalid, excited to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy to be here. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, awesome. So can you share with us really how you came to do this work?
Yeah, sure. So I've been running Legacy for a little over 4 years now. I didn't think growing up that I'd end up in the fertility space, but here we are. It really stems from a lot of my own personal experience. When I was 26, I went to test and freeze my own sperm. This was when I was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Set up an appointment at the clinic, which took a couple of weeks. You walk into a receptionist center, you know, you're asked these very personal invasive questions within earshot of everybody else who's in the waiting room. You're handed the specimen cup and escorted to a small room with pornographic materials, you know, that we shouldn't be talking about. And you're expected to produce a sperm sample on demand in about 10 minutes. You then hand your freshly produced semen sample to the nurse. You leave, you wait a week for your results. You wait another week to get on a call with a doctor. And I just walked away from that feeling this very profound feeling. So I got my results back and everything was okay. And this feeling of knowing that I could be a father in the future. It was a very profound feeling. And I've always imagined myself as a husband and a father. And I kept thinking to myself, why isn't every guy doing this? Why isn't every guy testing or freezing a sperm when he's young and healthy? And I realized that there wasn't a product that was affordable, that was accessible, that was human first, not patient-centered. And that's what sent me down the path of researching, developing, and ultimately launching Legacy. So we have a mail-in kit. You order it online. We ship it right to your house. Actually, I have so it basically looks like you're getting a nice watch box, honestly. You know, you get this delivered to your house, you produce a sperm sample from home, however you want to. We don't judge. We don't ask any questions. We just ask no saliva or lubricants because it can interfere with the sample. We pick it up, we test it, and we freeze it. And, you know, our price point is a fraction of what you would pay at a clinic. You're paying a couple of $100 up front versus, you know, $1,000+. And we've just built exactly what it is that I wish that I had back in, what was it, 2014 at this point.
Yeah, it is like the convenience of this. You know, we coach couples, even though we're typically dealing with female factor infertility, such as low AMH and high FSH. And many of our couples have been told, you know, donor eggs are their only option. Typically, most people that come to us have tried for about 2 years naturally, or they've had multiple failed IVFs. They've been told they're a poor responder. Donor eggs are their only option. So they've done a lot of work. But many times, if they've tried naturally, like no one's even looked at the partner. Fertility is 50-50 and no one's even looked at his semen.
This is what's so wild to me. And actually, so we're covered by insurers here in the US. And the reason that insurers cover us, so we're covered in New York, New Jersey, California. And the reason they do this is actually for cost purposes. And what insurers have found and what we found is that, well, infertility is much more common than people think. In a heterosexual couple, it's just as likely to be from the male partner as the female partner, give or take a little bit. And semen analysis is easy to perform. It's cheap to perform. Male infertility is easy to diagnose. It's cheap to diagnose. And if you're able to fix male infertility, which usually is coming from a varicocele, and that can be repaired with either a minor surgical intervention or even just lifestyle changes, right? Then you are much less likely to have to go down the path of any form of assisted reproduction, be it, you know, intrauterine insemination, IUI, or in vitro fertilization, IVF. And so it just makes sense for couples to actually start by testing the male partner. But what this requires in a shift in the way that we talk about fertility, which today is really talked about as a women's issue, whereas you and I know that that's not actually the case.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting. So as we were coaching couples and we'd be saying to the male partner, go get your semen analysis. And it just wasn't getting done. Like they literally
They don't want to.
No.
It affects the sense of masculinity, right? Like, oh, I'm not shooting blanks, right? I'm sure I'm super virile. And men just associate their virility with their masculinity, right? And it's like, okay, well, if I'm not producing good sperm, I'm less of a man or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just really like delaying it, putting it off. And I'm like, okay. So then we found Legacy and I'm like, it's super easy. It's an at-home kit, right? So let's just talk about, you kind of already touched on this, sort of some of the differences, but the at-home versus the office, to me, it's the ease and not having to, you know, have that pressure to do something in like 10 minutes and having kind of everyone know you're in there with pornographic material, like, you know, getting things done. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what's interesting to me is, when I first started Legacy, my belief was that you need to offer a product that is much cheaper for someone to even be interested in it. And what we found is actually people cared less about the price, although we are much more affordable than a clinic. What they really value is the convenience. And so I've heard stories about people in New York who, you know, have to rush to a fertility clinic in the middle of the day, or sometimes a fertility clinic will allow you to produce a sample from home and then bring it to the clinic. if you do that, you have to keep it at room temperature, meaning you have to keep it between your legs while you're driving, or you're on a crowded subway and it's under your armpit and you're just sitting there imagining, here you are carrying your semen sample in the disgustingness of the New York subway system. And you're doing this in the middle of the workday. It's 10 times better. You get a kit at home, you masturbate at home, you scan a QR code, we pick it up. And it is actually that easy and that simple. And so it's just, it's miles ahead in terms of the experience, but that's only part one of it, because part two is when it gets to our lab, we are able to do a full clinic grade analysis. We can even do DNA fragmentation testing, which the vast majority of clinics cannot do. And then even in the way your report gets delivered to you, this isn't just something that looks like it came out of a fax machine with a bunch of numbers that make no sense. It is literally designed to be read by and understood by a human. You get a client dashboard, you get visuals, you get comparisons, you get tips. Hey, you have low motility. Here's how to think about improving it, right? And it's all just built for a human being. And this is really the biggest difference is a traditional fertility clinic. This is a healthcare solution for a healthcare, like, hey, you're sick. We have a solution for you. We don't care if the patient experience is terrible. For us, this is a human solution to a healthcare problem. And we're saying, hey, you're worried there might be something wrong. Well, we're going to help you every step of the way. And we're going to treat you like a human being. We even refer to our patients as clients, right? We think of it as the client experience, because we really do want to elevate the experience that someone has when they're going through this journey that is otherwise so anxiety-inducing and anxiety-ridden.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's kind of talk about some of the report there, because I think when they do get the information back from the physician, you know, around motility and DNA fragmentation, which isn't even run. So let's kind of talk about some of the report that you would get from Legacy and what that would kind of look like.
Yes. So you get a full semen analysis. You get volume, count, concentration. So broadly, how much sperm and how much semen are you producing? You get motility, which is how well is your sperm swimming, including progressive motility, which is how many of them are swimming forwards. You get morphology, which lets you know how much of your sperm is normal or abnormal. And then you can also opt in for the DNA fragmentation testing. And so you're getting all of the data points that you would need to make a decision about your fertility journey from the male factor.
And so I've had on the podcast Dr. Shauna Swan. She wrote a book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. About
I have a copy in the room behind me.
Yeah, exactly. So talking about in the last, I think it's in the last 40 years, how 50% of sperm counts, of they've reduced by 50%. So the environmental toxins and things like that. So what are you kind of seeing from your side from male fertility?
Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, we are actually in Dr. Shauna Swan's book on page 13.
Oh, you are.
Okay. You'll see her reference Legacy. The book's called Countdown, and it's a fantastic read. And I actually think that she is the canary in the coal mine when it comes to just how much chemicals and everyday chemicals are affecting our health and our fertility, literally our ability to reproduce. We're seeing very similar things on the male side. So a very robust meta study came out under Dr. Shauna Swan's supervision. This was, I want to say, late 2017, showing that sperm counts and sperm concentrations had gone down by 50 to 60% over the past 40 years, as you mentioned. We're also beginning to discover is, well, advanced paternal age is a much bigger issue than we thought. And so the older the father is, the more likely, you know, everything from the child being born with low birth weight, higher likelihood of miscarriage, higher likelihood of not being able to conceive at all, higher likelihood of the mother developing gestational diabetes, and so on and so forth. And the third part of it is we're realizing, well, hey, all of these chemicals are making us infertile. The FDA found that every single person in the United States has a measurable level of phthalates in their body. So phthalates are endocrine disruptors. They literally disrupt the way our hormones behave. And increasingly, the belief is that it is these endocrine disruptors, these phthalates, these BPAs that are directly either contributing to or causing the decline in male fertility. And what's wild to me is in the US, there is so little oversight. So Europe actually has much better controls over the type of, you know, endocrine disruptors that can be in your products, the type of chemicals that can be in your products. In the US, it's like the wild, wild west. It's do whatever you want, put whatever you want. And, you know, to Dr. Swan's book, you know, we have chemicals in everything from ATM receipts to shower curtains to laundry detergent that goes into the clothes that you're wearing and the bed sheets that you sleep on, you know, to pesticides that go into the food that you eat and so on and so forth. It's a very scary world. And I, as someone who used to make fun of my friends who are super organic everything, am now the biggest proponent of, I do nothing but organic whenever humanly possible, because I'm seeing the stats with my own eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're exposed to like over 85,000 chemicals. It's interesting now because I've switched everything out. If I do, my husband went to the grocery store the other day and he got some free thing and he came back and it was like these wipes that are like toxic wipes. He's like, oh, look at these. And you know, we weren't going to use them, but I'm like, oh my goodness. And then it was a, one of those plugins. And I'm like, oh man, like back in the day, we'd put that thing in the wall. And I'm like, oh, I find now with the fragrance and things like that, I can literally smell if someone has used a, you know, a bounce sheet or something like that. You're just more, attuned to it or something.
It's- I go fragrance free now. I even switch shampoos and conditioners to one that is, you know, largely chemical free.
Yeah, we have our couples looking at their products there in the environmental working group. And it's not about like throwing it all out at once. It's you start switching it out slowly. And then next thing you know, it's all gone. And so for male fertility, actually, you know, so the life cycle of, this, of the sperm, like 70 to 80 days, there's a lot of things we can do in a very short period of time. If someone comes in with like a low count or there's DNA fragmentation, there's a lot of things we can do from like diet and lifestyle suggestions. So what are you seeing, kind of some recommendations that you're looking at?
Here's what's so fascinating about sperm. I mean, sperm is something that many people will joke about or laugh about or treat not very seriously. And what I always say is it's funny until it's not, right? It's funny until it's affecting your ability to have children with the person that you love. And your sperm also gives you a lot of insight into how healthy you are. And so your sperm is a great biomarker of your overall health. And that means that the lifestyle recommendations we provide are closely correlated with the lifestyle recommendations you would have to lead a healthier lifestyle. So for example, you want to be working out. You don't want to be working out too much because actually heavy exercise can impair sperm production. You want to be exercising a moderate amount. If you're biking, for example, you don't want to be going on long bike rides because it increases the heat that your testicles are exposed to and negatively impacts spermatogenesis or the production of sperm. You know, when it comes to the food that you're eating, obesity is negatively associated, or increases in BMI are negatively associated with your sperm quality. And if you are thinking about switching up your diet, a Mediterranean diet is the one that is best for your sperm production. So you also want to be eating a lot of nuts, a lot of tomatoes. You want to be taking CoQ10. You want to consider supplements, which we can talk about more in a moment, you know, and then even things like stress and sleep. You want to be sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. That is the optimal amount of sleep to maximize your sperm production. You know, when it comes to stress, I mean, it's not shocking that stress is, you know, negatively impacts our bodies. It affects our ability to sleep. You know, it can increase our resting heart rate, all of which are bad ultimately for spermatogenesis. And then even things like sitting, you know, the joke is like sitting is the new smoking, because we're spending 8+ hours a day, right, sitting at our laptops. Maybe we're working from home, staring at a screen. It's really bad for us. It's not the way our bodies were designed. And it's funny because sitting is the new smoking, but guess what? Smoking is also really bad for you. You know, and so we see meaningful increases in motility, for example, when someone cuts out smoking. And the best part is, to your earlier point, you know, 72 to 74 days for the full spermatogenesis process. So call it 70 to 80 days during which your body is creating new sperm. And so within just a couple of months, you can have a meaningful increase in your sperm quality. And we see folks will come in, they'll get tested with us. They'll make those lifestyle changes. They'll start taking those supplements, and they'll come back a few months later and they'll find that their sperm parameters have meaningfully improved. And this is what makes male fertility so much easier than female fertility, because within a couple of months, you can totally improve your sperm quality, which is not the same as for women trying to improve their egg quality. If I remember correctly, because we have someone on our team who used to work at Extend Fertility, which was kind of the premier egg freezing company in New York. And they found that, I think it was smoking. Smoking was the one thing that you could change to improve your egg quality, and almost nothing else. Whereas you compare that with male fertility, and basically everything else, including smoking, can be modified to improve your semen parameters.
Yeah, we're seeing, like, when we're looking at people, because we work with people's egg quality too, and there's like some of the studies haven't really caught up, but it's like food sensitivities, environmental toxins, you know, mental, emotional stress, blood sugar, thyroid imbalance, all these things. When you start to do it all together, lo and behold, people's AMH that was, you know, super low, all of a sudden it goes up. Your FSH that's so high, all of a sudden comes down. So it's interesting, right? Where sometimes the conventional side of things is like 20 years behind. What are you seeing like with alcohol? This is one of the things where we say to our couples, like, oh, we want you to typically reduce alcohol. And we get like, you know, how much? And like, there's a lot of like kind of pushback on that. What are you seeing there?
It's always tough to give an exact amount, but you know, if you're having a glass of wine a day, right, then that's typically fine. Binge drinking, as you can imagine, is terrible for your sperm quality, not just in the immediate term, like the next day, your sperm quality will be lower because your body is less healthy, but also throughout the spermatogenesis process. So you definitely do not want to be going out for wild nights on the town if you're actively trying to conceive or are planning to over the next few months.
Yeah, it's funny. I get many questions from women, you know, tell me about the alcohol, because then they want to tell their partner that, see, you can't drink. And then it becomes this like wedge and all this kind of stuff that, you know, you have to kind of weigh the stress piece of this where, yeah, if you're going to a party or you're going out as a couple and maybe having a wine spritzer or having a wine, like organic wine, or if you're having gluten-free beer or whatever it may be, maybe better than saying going completely cold turkey, unless you've got like a whole yeast intolerance thing going on or something, you know, other issues going on in your body. But it's interesting that that social piece, right, where it can be hard for couples that are trying to be so strict and it can go the other way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all know that EMFs can be harmful for both male and female fertility, and protecting ourselves from these harmful effects from our cell phone, computer, Wi-Fi, microwave, house energy smart meters, or TV is essential when we are trying to conceive. And that's why I love my Lila Quantum Heal Energy Capsule. And so you can wear this capsule like a piece of jewelry around your neck, or take it with you in your pocket and use it as quantum energy charger at home. So the capsule can be filled with up to 5 titanium balls, which is included when you purchase the necklace, all charged with neutral frequencies. So this makes them ideal for transmitting quantum energy and frequencies and passing them on to other elements and materials. Stay with me here. I know this sounds a little bit out there or woo-woo, but there are lots of studies and research to back up these claims. So definitely check that out on their website at lilaq.com. And so whether you want to enhance the quality of your tap water, preserve your food longer, or provide yourself with positive frequencies, the capsule offers you unlimited possibilities. Some of these frequencies contain primal human healing frequencies, as well as specific cosmic and earth healing frequencies, primal water frequency, the original source of the earth's healing water springs, nutritional bio-based frequency, contains almost 100 essential vitamin, mineral, and organic plant extract frequencies. All you need to do is go to lilaq.com. That's LEELAQ.com. Okay. And so let's talk, what about some studies that you've found there around DNA fragmentation and fertility? What are some studies that you're seeing there?
Yeah. I mean, DNA fragmentation really is the new frontier when it comes to semen. And what's so interesting about male infertility is so many cases are idiopathic. We don't really understand. So if you have a varicocele, for example, that's easy to understand and repair, but a lot of male infertility is believed to come or be the result or cause of genetic issues. So DNA fragmentation is one tool that we have to help understand what's going on with the sperm. And effectively what this means is, you know, if you have high DNA fragmentation, then you are more likely to have a miscarriage, for example. So it's been associated with longer time to conception, you know, higher likelihood of miscarriage and kind of negative pregnancy outcomes in general. And so we know that higher DNA fragmentation is, it's an important tool for us to begin understanding why someone with otherwise healthy semen parameters might not be able to achieve a healthy birth outcome. And so sometimes you'll see these folks who do have pregnancies and then miscarriages. That's common for someone who has high DFI. And that's when you would want to get tested for DNA fragmentation.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know if you're seeing this, but it's interesting where couples may have had, you know, repeat miscarriage, but then no one's looked at the male partner. So focused on the female partner. Yeah. And this is like devastating because we see people with like repeat 3, 4, 5 miscarriages and no one has even gone to see that what's going on with the male.
Yeah, that can absolutely be from the male partner. And especially if they have high DNA fragmentation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things where like for a fraction of the cost to just, you know, get this test done and there's things you can do. So it's sometimes, yeah, it might be a worry that, oh, it's going to come back. You know, we're doomed. Which to me, knowledge is power. And there's things you can do to, you know, increase your chances and address it. If you don't know, it's kind of, you know, you put your head in the sand sort of thing. So we talked about some of the lifestyle recommendations there. What about some of the supplements? I know you have a new supplement line coming out at Legacy.
We do. So we started by launching a CoQ10 supplement. So CoQ10 is the most scientifically validated, especially for improving semen parameters. Although I think for women as well, it's actually quite valuable. What we did though, under the guidance of our chief medical officer, is we built a custom formula, basically taking into account all of the studies that are out there, everything that is, you know, directionally valuable, that is anecdotally valuable. We parsed through all the studies and came up with kind of the optimal formula that we developed internally. And so these are the male fertility supplements that we have. You take two a day. I'm not trying to conceive, but I started taking them myself. And it's just easy. It's easy to take. So this is, you know, 300 milligrams of CoQ10. You've got vitamin C, D, and E. You have folate, you have zinc, selenium, L-carnitine, D-aspartic acid, and lycopene. You've likely heard all of these supplements at some point. And what I would say is CoQ10 is the most scientifically validated, but all other ingredients, there have been directional studies suggesting that those have a positive impact on semen parameters. So you take two of these a day. It's easy. It's nice. It's not particularly expensive. And you can get a 3-month supply for fairly low cost.
And sorry, in that, is that you've got a combination of all of that stuff in there, or you've got like—
All of that is in there.
Oh, you do.
All
okay, that's neat. Yep. Okay.
10 ingredients. And we've set it up to be, it's gluten-free. You know, the packaging is done in a carbon neutral way. And we just take a few extra steps to make sure that this is the highest quality that you're going to get.
Yeah. Because with the supplement piece, right, it's like most people that come to me, they're just taking heaps of supplements and it's exhausting. So, and confusing, and like, just people just get sick of it. So to be able to make it easy.
Do it all in one package. You take two of these a day. It's actually that easy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, that's great. And so, anything else you wanted to add to our conversation here around anything? Yeah.
What I would say is we're seeing a seismic shift in the way that society thinks about fertility. You know, couples are waiting longer to have kids. Fertility is massively on the decline. Global birth rates are plummeting. I mean, we are, as a society, re-engaging with this idea of what it means to build a family. In parallel to this, we're learning more and more, and it's becoming increasingly clear that, hey, male fertility is just as important to study and understand as female fertility. You know, that's a big part of our role. And the way that we do this is, you know, so we do a lot of education and awareness, you know, through our website, givelegacy.com. We've got we have the most extensive set of resources and guides that, again, are designed and written for a normal human being that are easy to understand while also being scientifically validated. We've even brought on some celebrity investors, including some Canadians like Justin Bieber, The Weeknd. We have Orlando Bloom and DJ Khaled and a few others. You know, and we even work with military institutions like the Navy SEALs. We're doing sperm freezing for the Navy SEALs, right? And so if you are looking for a solution to test or freeze your sperm, know that, you know, we're doing this with military grade encryption. We're working with some of the largest names out there. In this field, there is no one larger than we are. And at this point, we handle more sperm than any fertility clinic in North America. And so if you are thinking about doing it, do it from home. Do it from home. This is the product that I wish I had back when I was going through it. And God, this would have been a million times easier.
What are you seeing with the freezing? Like, anything you wanted to share there?
Sperm freezing is fascinating. Sperm is biologically much simpler than eggs. And so you can freeze sperm indefinitely with zero loss in quality. They've used sperm that was frozen for 40 plus years. They thawed it and they used it to have twins. And so, you know, your sperm quality goes down every single year you get older. So in theory, you should be freezing your sperm when you're young and you're healthier and, you know, you're 20 years old. Freeze it, lock it in. It's good for the rest of your life. And so no matter what happens to you, you have this insurance policy to protect your legacy. And so we've seen a big uptick in folks who are interested in sperm freezing, especially those who are in high-risk jobs, right? Maybe if you're in the military and you're at risk of being wounded or killed in action, if you're going through medical treatment. But in general, we've seen a rise in single men who are just saying, look, I want to have kids someday. I want to have healthy kids. So let me do this while I'm young and healthy.
Yeah. What about for the military there? Obviously, they're exposed to a lot of, you know, EMFs, and other sorts of
chemical exposures, burn pit exposure. So men in the military are twice as likely to face infertility as civilians. And the belief is this is because of the chemicals they're exposed to, which just further reinforces what we were talking about earlier, which is they're this devastating effect of chemicals on our fertility. And we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of just how badly it's affecting us.
So then partnering with the military then to have them freeze before they go, or kind of what's the thought around?
Yeah. Before they're deployed.
I think you have 3 locations, is it, in the States for, like, is that where you store them, or how does that?
Yeah. So what we do is we do multi-site storage as a form of redundancy and protection. So when you produce a sperm sample and you're freezing with us, we'll divide that semen sample into 4 vials. We will send 2 vials to 1 location on the West Coast. We'll send 2 vials to 1 location on the East Coast. And that way, no matter what happens, it's kind of a form of disaster protection. Even if there's an earthquake or, I don't know, Godzilla emerges from the sky and, you know, shoots fireballs, whatever it is, you have other samples that are available for you. And we know that was important for the military. They wanted to make sure that we had this multi-geographic storage, which, as far as I know, we are the only company that offers that service.
Yeah. So obviously with that being the difference, so the freezing compared to if you were to go and freeze this with your, like, typically you're freezing
local
it with your
sperm bank or what have you.
Sperm bank. Yeah.
I mean, instead of paying $1,000 a year or $500 to $1,000 of them, you're paying $100 to $150 with us. You're getting a higher level of security, a higher level of quality, and you're just working with more sophisticated companies. I mean, we are a technology enabled company. We are able to automate these processes that have been at other clinics done by hand since the 1970s. Like, we have visited clinics and it is shocking and it's appalling. Like, they are literally still writing on pen and paper, right? And meanwhile, we've got QR codes and scanning and identity verification. We can tell you where your vial is, not only what location, but which tank and which row and which column. We can tell you they're at these geographic coordinates. We can tell you the temperature. We can tell you the last time it was checked. I mean, all of this stuff that should be brought into the 21st century, and that's what we do. We just published a post earlier today about, we call it the book on legacy fertility operations, where we go into all the details of just how operationally complex our business is. And just frankly speaking, it is miles ahead of what you would find at a traditional clinic.
And so the vision for legacy, what is your vision? I guess your five-year thing, what's happening here?
Yeah. I mean, the vision is we want to be testing and freezing for every man. We already work with some of the largest employers in the country. We work with the largest tech companies. We work with the largest insurance companies. We work with the Navy SEALs and the Green Berets and other military institutions. Our goal is just to normalize this topic. Like, hey, it's okay to talk about your sperm. And by the way, we're exposed to all these risks. So think about testing or freezing while you're young and healthy. Learn about your body. Sperm is a biomarker of your health. We really see this almost as part of a yearly health checkup. And so we're looking to do a lot more of what we do today already.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So what are you obsessed with right now from either a book, a website, a documentary, anything that you're obsessed with, wanted to share with us?
Whew. I was just traveling, had a long transatlantic flight, and I took 4 books with me. The one that I could not put down was Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential. Oh, yeah, this book came out so long ago, but there's this one scene where he's describing having his first oyster that I can't get out of my head. And I'm not great at cooking. I'm not passionate at cooking, but God, it got me so excited about just cooking in general. That was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. I read that book 5 years ago on the beach.
Yeah, it came out a while back.
Yeah. It's an older book. And I'm like, oh my God, the stuff this guy did. And obviously he's passed away, but I think there's another documentary or something coming out on Netflix or something about him. I thought, oh, wow. Like, it just,
I watched it last week.
Did you?
Oh, okay. Last week. Yeah.
Just a fascinating guy. I'm like, oh, okay. Any success stories you'd like to share with us with anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, we have had, I mean, already dozens and dozens of pregnancies. We have about 20 or so people using their samples every month, you know, so that's about 240 babies, hopefully. We've had a number of babies who were born using legacy sperm. And I mean, it's the kind of thing that keeps our team going. We also, I mean, from an accessibility perspective, we work a lot with the LGBTQIA plus community. So we deal a lot with transgender women who, you know, don't want to go to a traditional fertility clinic, especially if you're in a state in the US, which is much more closed-minded. You're going to get judged. You're going to go through that weirdness. They much prefer to do it from the comfort of their own home. And they do this before they begin the process of transitioning. And so hearing from someone who's a transgender woman, who's freezing their sperm with us, and, you know, call us a year later and just say how grateful and fortunate they feel to have frozen their sperm and how they want to be a mother, right, using the sperm that they had frozen. It's a very special industry because when you do your job right, you are literally helping create life. I remember when our head of finance joined, I don't know, 6 or so months ago. And the first day he joined, we were doing a company-wide presentation, just sharing some of our client success stories. He literally started crying. It was his first day. And you could just see him on the Zoom and he's just like bawling his eyes out because it's so touching. So we feel very lucky to help, you know, humanize the path to parenthood for anyone who wants to.
No, I love it. I love it. Any final thoughts for us today, Khaled?
Well, any sperm-related questions you have, come on by, givelegacy.com. Give us a call, 617-514-0901. We are available anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
Awesome. Yeah. And you can be found on Instagram as well. Is it at Give Legacy?
Give Legacy Inc. on Instagram. Give Legacy Inc. and givelegacy.com.
Awesome. Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. I would like to invite you and your partner to a Supercharge Your Fertility Discovery Call. This call is for you if you meet at least one of the following criteria. You've been trying to get pregnant for at least 2 years. You've been through at least one failed IUI or IVF. This call is for action takers. If you're not ready and you wait, the risk is you'll need to wait 2 to 3 months for a spot to open up. If you're seriously considering work with us, go to fabfertile.com. That's fabfertile.com and click on apply here. That's fabfertile, fabfertile.com and click on apply here. Then you'll be booked in and ready to spend 30 minutes to give you the action plan to getting pregnant naturally. The Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, including show notes and links, provides information with respect to healthy living, nutrition, lab testing, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified physician for medical advice and always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.